The Four in Fives Radio Show.
Welcome to the Fall in Fives radio show, your weekly dose of fall and fallish sounds. Before I start, I'd like to offer my thanks to Mike Plowman from the Mighty Fall Facebook page, whose Pixar-style picture of MES that I shared gained to be hundreds of likes and dozens of followers in the space of about 24 hours. So cheers for that, Mike. Right, this week we start with an alternative mix of My New House.
My new house, my new house.
My New House, Mark's Rough Mix, which was included on the 2011 omnibus edition of This Nation's Saving Grace, from which we'll hear more later. It was rare for any of Smith's lyrics to be about a simple, clearly identified topic, but this one was literally about the new house that he and Bricks had recently purchased, a semi-detached in Sedgley Park, just around the corner from Smith's parents. Now the next one possibly doesn't quite qualify as a borrow, but it has a certain similarity to Protein Protection. Fountain and Fairfax by the Afghan Whigs from their 1993 LP Gentlemen, and the guitar riff of that song is not a million miles away from Protein Protection. The identity of Extricate Hillary has been the subject of some conjecture in the past. It has been suggested that she was Tony Wilson's ex-wife Hillary Sherlock, but it's more likely that it was Hillary Moss who directed the video for Shift Work. The song is credited to Smith alone, which always raises an eyebrow, and it's widely assumed that this was a Martin Brammer tune. However, the guitarist himself claimed that the melody was lifted from America's Horse with No Name, although I can't really hear it myself.
Borrowed a ring for the gas, and I won't give you a kiss. Hey, Hillary, aha, Hillary, yeah, Hillary, aha, Hillary. Faces on Saturday at 6, brought you back to me. Hey, Hillary, yeah.
Version of Hillary recorded at Coventry Polytechnic on the 3rd of March 1990. Now for two songs that mention MES in the title. The first is by the Fat White Family, who were involved in the infamous champagne slash stained trousers incident at Glastonbury 2015.
Jerry Lee Lewis.
jacket's out of plastic. Right now I've got to get along, get along, get along, get along. Mental picture of a happy nuclear family in a rocket. Oh, look, in California, everyone's got a swimming pool in their backyard. Well, me and Max and Dave and Jones, we think you ought to get out there and stop it. Hey, but you know what they tell you on the BBC. You know what they tell you, and it's way too soon.
Southern Mark Smith by Jazz Butcher Conspiracy, preceded by the Fat White Family with I Am Marky Smith. Most people would agree that Room to Live is a rather flawed album, but it does have its moments, and one of the highlights for me is Solicitor in Studio.
We'll be right back.
Solicitor in Studio, to my mind one of the Fall's most underrated tracks, recorded in New York in April 1983. One of MES's favourite genres of music was country trucking songs, and though I don't have any evidence specifically, I found it hard to believe that he wouldn't have loved this.
Miles to Memphis, Tennessee. How in the am I gonna make it there by 3? You'd better move over when you hear this, a diesel beller. I'm a double clutchy scale jumping, mile making, tailgating, top touching, line crossing, coffee drinking, pinballing, jackknifing, folk timing, wind jamming, lake running, gear busting, sort of a feller. There's a pretty little waitress at a truck stop in Birmingham, but her runaway behind and that throws a monkey wrench in her plans. It's really gonna break her heart when I have to tell her next time, baby. I'm a double clutching, scale jumping, mile making, tailgating, cop dodging, line crossing, coffee drinking, pinballing, jackknifing, folk timing, wind jamming, late running, gear busting, sort of a feller. That bus here holding me up half an hour. He's a poking along with 280 horsepower. You'd better move over when you hear this, a diesel beller. Cause I'm a double clutching, scale jumping, mile making, tailgating, cop dodging, line crossing, coffee drinking, pinballing, jackknifing, fog timing, wind jamming, late running, gear busting, sort of a feller. That blame sightseers, get off the road. I gotta be in Atlanta by 8:30. What's that man doing on a tractor?
Birthday, featuring Lucy Rimmer on vocals. It was a cover of a 1968 song by The Idle Race, which included ELO's Jeff Lynne in the lineup, and it was probably a Light User Syndrome outtake, and it didn't get a release until it appeared on the 1996 compilation Sinister Waltz. Before that, you heard Gear Bustin' Sort of Fella by Del Reeves from his 1968 album Looking at the World Through a Windshield. Now, looking back, we haven't had a song from MES favourites Cannes since Show 2, so let's address that now.
Oh, she
can with Your Friendly Neighbourhood Whore from the Lost Tapes compilation. It's now time for this week's My Special Fall Song feature, and this week's guest is Dan Lewis.
Hi, my name's Dan Lewis, and my favourite fall song is probably the most controversial of them all, the classical. I call it controversial for two reasons. The first is the really obvious one to do with the introduction, which won't dwell on too much here, aside to say that I've always found it a shame that the first few seconds often overshadow the magnificence of the remaining 5 minutes. The second reason that it's often considered controversial is because whenever there's a fall poll for greatest fall song, the classical oeuvre often comes out on top. But as popular as the song is, there'll always be many that speak out and say that they just don't see what the fuss is all about. Personally, I can see what all the fuss is about. I came to the fall relatively late, and like many, first got to know about the fall from the compilation 50,000 Fall Fans. Much as I loved what I was hearing, it wasn't until I got halfway through the first CD and heard the classical for the very first time that I was hooked. To me, it was instantly then and has always remained to me the archetypal fall song. Maybe it's because it sounded like just how I imagined the fall should sound before I heard them. It's chaotic, it's discordant, it's messy, but it's just so exhilarating. In ways, it's far from a conventional song. In ways, it's nothing more than a list of slogans and statements, the home in the vein, hotel amnesia, etc. And most pertinent of all, I've never felt better in my life. To me, the song always excites me. It never won't. It's fierce, it's frantic. Even after the chorus, it becomes beautiful. Well, in its own full way, at least. So let me present to you again the mighty classical.
I've never felt better.
Many thanks to Dan for sending in his contribution. It took a while, but we got there in the end, didn't we, Dan? And if you'd like to talk about your special fall song, you can send a voice recording to thefallinfives@mail.com. Right, here's another song from the omnibus edition of This Nation Saving Grace.
Main entitle is themselves shall feel the wrath of my bombast.
Blackwing version of Bombast from the omnibus edition of This Nation Saving Grace. Gavin Friday, vocalist for Irish post-punk outfit The Virgin Prunes, contributed to The Fall's Copped It, Stephen Song and Clear Off in 1984. This is a Virgin Prunes track called White History Book.
The White History Book is a production of The Village. Yet now it's easy to sing, but when you're now when you're stuck for words, you just can't get your words together. You know what I mean?
History back, but you know what history back.
Too much to drink and just tell them this Nimmons. Nimmons are the pimmons. Bernie's putting me off.
Slowly, she puts your
that was a rehearsal recording of Cab It Up that features on the Three Flabby Wings bootleg. And before that, you heard White History Book by the Virgin Prunes, a bonus track from a 1993 reissue of their 1986 LP, The Moon Looked Down and Laughed. To conclude this week's show, this is another track from Three Flabby Wings. It's a demo version of Edinburgh Man. Thanks for listening.
I'm a man.
Fives Radio Show.